Did you go, Carol? I want to make sure.
We're waiting for Carol.
I'll call this special council meeting to order, and first item would be if there's any pecuniary interest by anyone. Seeing none, I'll have that entered into the minutes, and if at any time throughout this meeting anyone decides that they are in a pecuniary interest, please state the general nature to the chair, and we'll deal with it. We'll move right on to reports, please.
Proposed zoning bylaw amendment for 681 and 721 Front Road South.
Laurie, would you like to proceed?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. We're in receipt of an application for zoning bylaw amendment from Malden Properties, Inc., and as for property that's described as part of Lot 5, Concession 1, municipally known as a portion of 681 and 721 Front Road South. The lands were the subject of three decisions of the Committee of Adjustment, which approved the proposed severances subject to conditions. It had the effect of creating two commercial properties and a new access for the existing retirement facility. The property has a total area of 1.32 hectares, and the proposed amendment to your bylaw would change the zoning of the lands from special provision residential multiple second density RM2-5 zone and special provision recreational RE-2 zone to a holding special provision commercial general HCG-9. It would also rezone the access lands into the retirement facility to a dual zoning of RM2-5 and CG-9. The parcel is designated Special Policy Area 12 in your official plan, and it provides for a dual designation of general commercial and medium density residential. The effect of the bylaw amendment would be to allow for the full range of commercial general uses in addition to limited front yard parking. The proposed lot frontage, lot size, and the intended use of the lands comply with the zone requirements for the proposed special provision commercial zone. The applicant is proposing the development of the Amherstburg Family Health Team and other medically related uses on the property. The proposed zone change is in conformity with the town's official plan and is consistent with the provincial policy statement. The holding symbol will not be removed until a development agreement has been entered into for the lands in question with the town. The property is subject to site plan control and will be subject to all of the considerations of Section 41 of the Planning Act, including but not limited to adequate stormwater management measures, buffering, landscaping, servicing, ingress, egress, among other issues, and the development will have full municipal services. Correspondence in your package tonight, Mr. Deputy Mayor, includes a letter from the County of Essex indicating that the setback and entrance requirements are subject to MTO corridor control procedures. They require a minimum setback of 45 feet from the east limit of County Road 20, and the county requests opportunity to be involved in commenting on various issues for the site plan agreement. Also in your package tonight is a letter from the Conservation Authority dated August 24th, 2012. And again, they would like opportunity to comment on stormwater management issues associated with quality and quantity. And with that, Mr. Deputy Mayor, planning staff recommends approval of the application for rezoning and consideration and passage of the bylaw at the regular council meeting following this public meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie. Is there any questions from council at this point in time? Councilor Puget? Councilor Sutton? Councilor Davies?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Through you to Laurie. Laurie, are there any objectors to this?
No, we've had no written or communications or objections to the rezoning.
Councilor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. More a comment than a question. Obviously, this is the first step of many to see this project come to fruition, but certainly it's one Amherstburg has waited for a long time as it connects with the family health team, and it's something that you know, this community is in sorely in need of, and I'm sure my colleague, Councillor Davies, or one of her many hats, she sits on that committee to speak, can speak to it even better than I, but certainly this is a step in the right direction, and hopefully we'll soon see that project come to its final steps and have a great ribbon-cutting ceremony there. So I'm in full support.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you very much, Deputy Mayor. Yeah, I am actually, without those who are saying, extremely excited about what's happening. One of the questions I do have is in relationship to the setback. I thought there was something about not having parking next to the road. Is that a different thing in the gateway?
Mr. Deputy Mayor, in our commercial general zone, we do not allow front yard parking. However, there has been a request for special provision to allow limited front yard parking in this case. With the minimum and maximum proposed front yard requirements, it will limit the amount of front yard parking available on the site.
Supplementary. Thank you very much for that. One of the things that I was asked by someone else was whether or not there would be a bit of a buffer so that it wasn't so notable that it's a parking lot, because it is part of our gateway. And I'm sure that the developer will do an excellent job of designing a pleasant building, but just so that the cars aren't the first thing to be seen when people are entering from the south.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, those are all issues that will be addressed as part of the site plan control. As well, the applicants are here tonight, Ms. Cindy Prince and Gudrun Bildfell, if they have any additional comments.
Cindy, do you have any further comments that you'd like to make?
Well, I'd just like to thank Council for the opportunity to be here this evening. Much like yourselves, we couldn't be more excited about this project, and we especially appreciate Carolyn's determination in getting this to this stage. It shows great perseverance on the part of the Building Committee for the Family Health Team. You as a council and a community can be proud of all of them. They have worked really hard to get this here. I suppose the best news I can give you is this somewhat revised proposal went off to the Ministry of Health to confirm or have it reconfirm its commitment, and it did that last week, I believe. So if the municipality is good with it, the province is good with it, the Family Health Team is good with it, and certainly we at Amoco are good with it. I've taken note of your comments about the landscaping and so on. As you can see from the preliminary site plan, we're looking to try and border all of the parking areas with some landscaping to make it a little more pleasant. And I think one of the key features of this is we're taking that driveway that's currently off to the side of the retirement home, and we're putting it right in the middle. So as you drive up the driveway, the retirement home will actually be quite grand, if you will, as you drive up to it. So I think we're not only helping bring the Family Health Team to the community in a much better facility than it currently enjoys, but I think we'll also be improving the overall appearance and relationship between the two uses, the Family Health Team and the retirement.
Councillor DePasquale.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, just a question. I was concerned about that. That is not going to take away from the front of that building at all. I mean, it is attractive as you come up the road. It's not going to bother that anyway.
If I could, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I think it's really going to showcase it much better. And we're keeping the building single story so that the people who enjoy the second and third floor views now will be able to continue to enjoy those of the trees and eventually the river and so on beyond. So your staff and administration have made sure that we, and as being a part owner of that facility as well, we certainly only wanted to enhance it.
Councillor Piedmont.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move the report by Lori Brandt and Rebecca Ballinger. Our planner dated August 27th. To be received, and that council approve the application for Mulder Properties Inc. for the zoning bylaw amendment, and further that pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, the zoning bylaw 2012-79 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
It's been moved. Is there a supporter? Councillor Bujay supports it. Further discussion? Councilor Pilon.
Just real quickly. No, that was timed right. I just want to say it's been a long time coming, like the rest, and I'm sure the town's worked very diligently with you, and you worked with them well, and it's good to see things happening.
Just in response to that, it has taken a long time, but I'm very confident that we got it right as a group and as a community, so it was worth the time it took.
Nothing further then. All in favor of the motion? Opposed, if any? Carried unanimously. Any further business?
It just brings us to adjournment.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Councilor Sutton, followed by Councilor Davies. All in favor? Carried. Thank you all for coming. And as the mayor would say, have a safe drive home. Oh yeah, we'll resume at 9:30.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
What time you say? 8 o'clock?
Whenever you'd like to show up.